Good morning. Welcome to At John Talk. You know what time it is now. So, just want to talk about something quickly. So it's imperative in the 21st century that as a young person, you should be mindful of every day. Don't just live life because now you have to live. You have to wake up. We have to do this and that, just pass by time. No, you're gonna be missed by a lot of things, Opportunity will pass by because you're always looking over your shoulder, So you must always strive to be a better version of you. How do you do that? You do that by reading, because there's people, especially Christians, we are more focused on our spirituality. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. It's a good thing to focus on spirituality, but you cannot. But there are other aspects that you need to focus on, just like your mental health, your physique, your investing in your knowledge, investing in your mind, investing in your physique, because it's important to, because if one area suffers, then the whole areas of your life will suffer, because you can't just live on one area, because if you don't have money, there are certain things you need to buy, to purchase, so that's where your knowledge comes in. That's where you need to invest in your mind. Why? Because your mind is like a gold mine, because in a gold mine there are different things. You find the gold, you find the platinum, you find rubies, etc., etc. So it's very paramount, in this day and age, So also the people you associate with, they also play a major role in your life. So don't try to say, I don't need this person because they don't have they don't have the beauty, they don't have the looks. They don't have confidence. No. You need those kind of people because those people, they will lift you up. Why? Because those people are humble. So you're gonna associate yourself with people who are arrogant. Who are self-centered, who are selfish. They will end up selling the fish for you. So, but on the other hand, it's the choices that we make, that makes us to go after the people who makes us look like we are not nobodies. So it's very imperative, as I said, with you. You must choose your friends, cause good company, oh, rather bad company corrupts good morals. So it's important in this now, in this day and age, to always look for people who will build you, who will lift you up in prayer, who will surround you with positivity, who will lead you to Christ, not people who will leave you hanging. Because we're living the last days. I know you're gonna say, John, how do you know that? I know that because the scripture said, because it came out of the mouth of the Lord Jesus. He said in the last days you'll hear rumors. Not in the last days there will be earthquakes, nations will rise against nations, kingdom will rise against kingdoms. So this is just a glimpse. What we are seeing is just a glimpse of of what is to come. A glimpse is something. For example, when someone has cooked a nice meal, they give you a taste, and they tell you the taste is just a glimpse of what you're gonna have for dinner. So these earthquakes, the things we are going through, the poverty, the unemployment, the lack all those things, they're just glimpses of what is real to come, you know. So since Jesus is not yet come, so it doesn't mean we have to be complacent as young people. So as young people, we must strive to be a generation that will leave a legacy, a generation that will lift up God, a generation that will be honestness, you know. It's more easy to complain, you know, than to go on our knees, than to open the word of God and see what God is saying, because we are more inclined to complain. We're more inclined to say, God, why is this happening to me? You know, there's a reason why that's happening to you, you know. You can't always be pointing fingers on people, on the government, on our parents, you know. The government can do only what it can do. Our parents can go so much, they can go so far on what they can do for us. But we have the mandate to change our families' narratives, you know. But if you have a wrong perception of who God is, you end up living your life with the wrong perception that God doesn't love me. Whereas God said, I have loved you whilst you were still a sinner, and my son Jesus Christ died for you. So it's important to know that God loves you, irrespective of where you come from. You know, God is not a human being, you know. God doesn't have a flesh. God is a spirit, you know. You know, because God can reach you where you are, you know. He can come to you where you are, you know. He knows how to change situations, turn them around. But it's only predicated by how much you trust him, you know. You can't trust God if you have no personal relationship with him, you know. You can't trust me if there's no personal relationship that you have with me. Or you can't trust your mom or your dad if you don't have a relationship with them, you know. So it's quite important for you to know that God loves you, you know. I know you may be in this situation, say, you know what, John, I don't have a job, I don't have money, I'm not married, I don't have a car, I don't have a house, you know. Those things are just a physical, you know, things. So the most important thing, number one, is to have a vision, you know. You know, the greatest gift that God can give to a leader, to a person, to a house, to a household, to a church, to a nation, to a business people, to a business, is to give them vision. Why? Because a vision doesn't discriminate, you know. A vision is the one that will take you from point A to point B, you know. If you don't have a vision, my brother, my sister, how do you expect God to work? Because God works through visions. God works through plannings. If you don't have a plan, how do you expect God to move you from point A to point B? Because you can have a car, but if the car doesn't have a battery, doesn't have fuel, you know, or gasoline, how do you expect a car to take you from point A to point B? You know, you can't blame the car on the car. You cannot put a blame on the car and say, hey, your car, why do you not take me from point A to point B? The car will tell you, no, bruh, I had no gasoline in me. What was I supposed to do? Because it never took time, you know, to put gasoline, you know, in the tank. So you cannot blame God and say, God, why my life is like this? No. Sometimes we blame God for everything that's happening in our lives. You know, God has nothing to do with what we go through, you know, in this world, because the world is cruel. Because the Lord Jesus said himself, in this world you will have tribulations, you will have trials, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. So how can you blame God? God, why is this happening to me? You know, cannot blame God. After he has told you what in this world you have tribulations, you need to believe that, because you can see there are tribulations, there are trials, there are problems, there are challenges, etc., etc. But you must be mindful of this thing as a Christian, that Jesus has overcome the world, has overcome the challenges for you, has overcome the pains for you, has overcome the poverty, has overcome the lack for you, has overcome the injustice for you, he has overcome the unrighteousness for you. He became righteous now. You know, we are righteous because we believed in his righteousness, you know. Yeah, so it's very imperative as a young person to choose where you want to and also where you want to spend eternity. It's determined by you, you know, it's not determined by God. Because already God has said, he has set up a path for you. Because he said, I've sent my son, you know, so that you won't go to hell. Because he said, Jesus said himself, to Nicodemus, he said to him, for God so loved the world, that he sent his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish. You know, perish means to die. You can die physically, but if you die spiritually, then you have no access to God's presence. You have no access to God's goodness. You know, because there are people in the world who have died spiritually. You know, because they can't access the presence of God. You know, the reason they are dead spiritually is because of the sin Adam committed. You know, because the Bible says of one man's sin, the whole world became dead. You know, so it means immediately when you receive Jesus Christ, God, he gives life to your spirit man. He removes the old things and he makes you a new creature, you know, in Christ Jesus. So apart from Jesus, you have no life. Apart from Jesus, you have no access to God's presence. Apart from Jesus, you have no access to God's provision. Apart from Jesus, you have no access to God's love. Apart from Jesus, you have no access to God's righteousness. Apart from Jesus Christ, you have no access to God's righteousness, holiness. You know, because apart from Jesus, we can never be holy on our own accord. Even if we may try to live. Even if I say I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't womanize, I don't do all those things, I'm not going to club. I know I may not go to club, like, I don't drink, guys, I don't smoke, you know, I don't go to club, those things, yeah. But I can never say I'm perfect. I'm not perfect, but Christ in me is the one who's going to perfect me, you know. You know, so I'm grateful for salvation. Because it's Christ in me who gives me the access to access what God the Father has provided through him, be it provision, peace, success, healing, you know, prosperity, you know, yeah. So, interesting, you know, you must take upon yourself, you know what, I'm gonna choose Jesus today. Why? Because Jesus is not a mere man. Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is the one who is and who's to come. Jesus is the Alpha and Omega. Jesus is the beginning and the end, you know. Jesus lives outside time, not confounded by time, but he lives outside of time. You know, even though he can see a while, he's the only person who sympathizes with our infirmities, you know. He cares for us, you know. That's why Apostle Peter said, cast your burdens, because he cares for you. You know, you can never tell someone who cares if they don't care about you, you know. Definitely they care about you. That's why they'll give you a listening ear, you know. So since Jesus cared, he cares about us, we need to care, cast our burdens to him. Because the only one who can help us to thrive, he's the only one who can give us the strength, you know, to face up with our challenges, you know. Doesn't mean he won't give us the strength to face our challenges, but he will give us the wisdom, on how to navigate those problems and issues in our lives. So please continue to like my page, follow me as well, please. Also, share my podcast. Also, subscribe. Please also send the messages through, share with friends and family, your work colleagues, whoever, Thank you for listening in advance. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Till meet again. Bye-bye.